Bill Murphy runs Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Got it with Chris Powell, and they're exposing all the gold market manipulation. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Thanks for having me.
Any thoughts on the rate hike? Looks like the last rate hike for the year, though. So that sounds like a plus for the precious metals sector.
Yeah, it goes on to show what a farce this thing is, what God has been talking about for 18 years. And the reason I say that is, you know, we finally had some great action in gold and silver. Silver was up 50, 60 cents, and gold was up to 1280. And here's the point. It was up, as James McShirley of God has pointed out over and over again, exactly to 1%. They do this over and over again. It gets up 1%. They stop it, and they kept it there pretty much, you know, for all of yesterday. Then they sold gold and silver right on the COMEX close. Another half hour, they came out with the Fed thing, which was in the market, as you just stated, and they just slaughter at $20, and silver gives up most of its gains. And we have seen this kind of thing over and over again. It just goes on and on. It is ludicrous, but that's the way it is.
Pretty solid economic numbers, at least unemployment figures lately. Do you think they're concerned that the Fed might continue raising rates and the short-term impact of that on the metals?
Well, that's a good point. As I think you probably mentioned before, when rates went down for 5 years, it didn't mean anything for gold. Why should rates going up mean anything? I know what everyone says, but it's just not the facts over the last years haven't worn out the opposite. And most importantly, from my standpoint, the numbers are really conspicuous in a way in terms of our economy. And the real key, what some will talk about, and rightfully so, is how the yields of the 10-year T-note can't get out of their own way. And they were just down to yesterday. They made a new low for the move. I had a Fed peak at 2.11% and closed at 2.13%. Way, way off its highs, even though the short rates are going up. So something is way out of sync there. And I think things are far worse, or at least a little worse, than the establishment's portraying.
It really looks as though investors just can't get enough of U.S. equities, capital from around the world. As long as people are focused on that particular sector, do you think that will continue to cap our gains?
One thing for sure, I mean, if you're in other assets, real estate, Bitcoin, the stock market, art, you're doing great. You're in gold and silver, and it's horrible, you know, over the past number of years. It's because of what they've done. Now, I'm not a negative in any way, in the sense that I think what we're leading to is something extremely violent. This has gone on far too long. The central banks are backing all of the stock markets right now. Even Rick Santelli on CNBC suggested that today, and how long can it last, and so on. And I think what, in my opinion, is that the change is coming. It will be volatile. It will come out of nowhere, and it will be dramatic.
I mean, this is what we've seen play out over the last few decades. Markets, they just run on much further than people expect until all you hear is the bullish mantra. We're at a new permanent plateau. Every other day, there's another pundit online calling the top. They've been doing so for years. And very few people get out of the way of the locomotive once it turns. Any other comments for listeners on the precious metals?
Well, just what I mentioned, I think it's going to lead to something spectacular. And as we've been discussing here, it's just going on for so long. Every dip is being bought in the stock market and all these other assets, and it's made our world and the precious metal sector very, very difficult. And as you're mentioning, and it's so appropriate, it's leading to something spectacular out of nowhere. And it's coming, but predicting the time is impossible. So all I can do is to try to explain it to my people and to, you know, people like yourselves, your listeners, and I know it's coming. I just got to hang in there.
They're talking now, at least analysts, at about a 10% of the $5 trillion Forex global market. What I find intriguing here is people not recognizing the precious metals as a contender right along with the cryptocurrencies, because characteristics, gold and silver, that is, that the cryptocurrencies lack. There's literally nothing tangible. The focus might shift away from the really neat aspects of these cryptos and maybe return to what is tangible, what's real. I don't know what it's going to take to make people wake up. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, there's two key points here, in my opinion. One is that what is happening compared to the cryptocurrencies, the gold and silver, which have a production point, which is and cost, which the Bitcoin is not even the same ballpark. It just shows how much it's manipulated and suppressed, because gold's a barometer of U.S. financial market health. It's been that way for a very, very long time. The gold cartel does not want the price to go up to reflect various things about the dollar and so on, the economy and so on. And as I've said many times, Paul Volcker, former Fed chairman, said up is bad, down is good when it comes to the gold price. But secondly, is that what Bitcoin has done when the change comes, as you just discussed, when it comes back into gold and silver, because of there's all this pressure, like in a pressure cooker, it's going to be violent. And that's what something I'm absolutely sure of. And the move is going to be up like we just had in Bitcoin, which went from 1,200 in February to 3,000.
The speed at which these cryptos are ascending is really almost unprecedented. You know, it reminds one of silver back in 1979, 1980. The powers that be have virtually no way to short these markets. You see, they're not a regulated market, but there really isn't a easy way not only to purchase in size for, let's say, big institutions and hedge funds, but it's even tougher to short, to sell against these markets. And, you know, God is always talking about this huge short position, paper short against gold and silver. When the explosive moment arrives, that shorting, that naked hedging will be exposed.
Especially in silver, when it, in my opinion, you've heard me say this before, when silver gets above 21, you are going to see similar price action than we've seen in Bitcoin because, you know, we would call them, I would call them, they're always short, and they always get more short every rally. And at some point, when they hit the wall in the physical market and they're forced to cover, who is going to sell? They have been the sellers for so long, there isn't anybody else. There'll be some minor and reasonable producer hedging, but that's it, because once you take out the 21 area, every speck in the world is going to want to be long. So if the bad guys are forced to cover, who's going to sell?
When it gains that momentum that you've been forecasting for over 15 years, there will be nothing to stop it. And I think the case in point is Bitcoin. Billionaire VC in Silicon Valley has a forecast of 100,000 on Bitcoin. You know, you could just see the cringing faces on CNBC. And this was about 3 years ago when he made the pronouncement. Now folks are scrambling to get as many Bitcoins as possible. And people know what gold is. It's tangible, though. They can hold it. It has a few thousand years of history. The cryptos, as neat as they are, they're just tulips. It's a tulip mania. We don't know where how high it's going to go. Analysts think that the cryptos can take 10% of the global currency market. There's no reason to believe the precious metals couldn't also procure another 10 or maybe 20% of said Forex market, which makes 10,000 that Dr. Lieb gave us yesterday on the show a lowball forecast.
Now, I don't know about the 10,000 number, but I'm as bullish as can be, and probably, you know, the Fed would expect that, but you're absolutely correct in what you're saying. It's coming. Again, think pressure cooker. And when we start to go up this time in gold and silver, it will not be like we've seen in over the years past. It will be explosive. And again, the second, third time, Bitcoin is like the roadmap for what's coming in gold and silver once this gold cartel is forced to retreat or give up what they're doing.
You know, even some of the more bearish guests we've had on the show agree the worst is past for the precious metal. Sure, we're going to back and fill. We're going to see sine wave action. That's normal. This is a volatile market. The majority of the volatility will be on the upside. I think the takeaway point here from Bill Murphy today is it's a matter of time. We want to make sure we let everyone know about GATA.org and La Metropole.
Yeah, well, it's set off, and Chris Powell, my colleague, does a great job at GATA.org. People can sign up and get on his list. And I've been doing my La Metropole Cafe thing since 1998 and got a ways to go, so they can sign up for a 2-week free trial there and see if it's of value. Okay, bye-bye.